win for Donald Trump's lawyers. It was more like a jab at the prosecution, essentially saying that you got carried away in telling your story of Donald Trump's criminality.
CBS News has learned that the former president is expected to address Senate Republicans about future policies this Thursday in Washington. Jury deliberations in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial resume tomorrow morning. CBS's Scott McFarlane watched closing arguments.
It capped a trial in which prosecutors showed images of Biden with a crack pipe, photos of crack he allegedly purchased, plus video of his brother's widow, Hallie Biden, throwing the gun away in a dumpster after claiming she found it in Hunter's truck near drug residue. This during a time in which she said she and Hunter were in a romantic relationship and had both been using drugs.
The jury will decide whether the president's son is guilty of lying on a federal gun purchase form. Apple says it's leaning on ChatGPT to help make its virtual assistant Siri smarter and more helpful. CBS's Carter Evans says protecting users' privacy is paramount.
What Apple is really trying to do here is change the way we interact with its devices using artificial intelligence. And how they're going to do that is take a really good look at all of your personal data, going through your emails, going through your messages, learning who you talk to.
Elon Musk says the threat to data security will make him ban iPhones at his companies. Firefighters spent today putting out a massive blaze at a four-story apartment complex near downtown Miami. Mayor Francis Suarez.
We got several phone 911 calls at approximately 8:15 about a fire in the city of Miami. Once our teams arrived, they discovered that there was a person who had been a victim of a gunshot outside the building.
And now the shooting and fire are under investigation. A massive chunk of the popular highway connecting eastern Idaho to Jackson Hole, Yellowstone, and Grand Teton National Park collapsed over the weekend, and now detours are posted along the Teton Pass. This seasonal worker had to call the boss today.
He was like, hey, it's okay if you can't come in today. And I was like, no, the bus is still going to go. It's just going to go a little south. I'll probably be in around 9. So they've been really easy with me and they've worked well with me with my schedule and everything.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Director Sam Taylor Johnson discusses why she took on the movie Back to Black, the life and music of the late singer Amy Winehouse.
Create the whole person, and so much of what we knew about her was said to us by the tabloids. And with our movie, it's really being with her as she creates the music, and that's a perspective I don't think we've necessarily felt.
Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure. But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
The WNBA is breaking records.
The WNBA says 400,000 fans attended games since the season tipped off on May 14th through the end of the month. Its highest attendance in 26 years. More than half of all WNBA games were sellouts. And for those watching on places like ESPN.
Richards on the floor. Clark, the step back three just below the logo, drills it.
It's also the league's most watched games ever on national TV, averaging 1.32 million viewers across all network partners, nearly tripling last season's average. Indiana Fever rookie Caitlin Clark has been a part of two record-setting televised games. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Activist shareholder Elliott Investment Management takes a $1.9 billion stake in Southwest Airlines and wants to dump the CEO. The investment firm alleges that Southwest has failed to keep up with other airlines and suffers from outdated technology and operations. Southwest says it's confident that its CEO and executive chairman can carry out plans to improve returns for shareholders. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a clear sky in the overnight. By daybreak, we'll be near 50 degrees with light north winds. On Tuesday, increasing clouds and highs in the upper 60s. A south breeze will develop at 5 to 10. That will bring in some moisture for some storms Tuesday night. Right now, it's 51.
We'll be right back. you.
Watching the tide roll.